welcome to the Shipley Podcast. I'm your host, Mallory Price. In this episode, we will discuss the Shipley Proposal Guide, how it started, why it started, and how it impacts the industry today. Brad Douglas and Kelson Forsgren, thank you so much for joining me today on this podcast.
Hey, happy to be here.
Thank you.
So we thought, since this is the anniversary year, celebrating Shipley being in business for 50 years, we'd do a short podcast on the history of the proposal guide that is so globally used and accepted in industry today. So thank you for spending time with us. So Brad, as Executive Vice President of Shipley Global and one of the most tenured employees of Shipley, I thought I would start with you.
Making me sound old already, okay.
So how and when did the proposal guide even get started? And were you part of its beginnings?
Yes, thanks, Mallory. I'm proud to say I was part of the early beginnings of the proposal guide here at Shipley. But we probably ought to step back just a little bit in history that leads up to that proposal guide.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So, as you mentioned, this is 50 years this year, since 1972 that Shipley's been in business. It was in the late 70s that one of the early founders of the company wrote a business writing style guide for a client, focusing on business and technical writing. There were a lot of writing style guides out there, you know, the Chicago Guide and mm-hmm. others, but there was nothing specifically for business and technical writing professionals. And so back in the early days of Shipley in the 70s, we took that on. We took on this concept of creating a style guide.
Mm-hmm. So Shipley didn't already have a style guide at the time? This
No.
is the inception of it?
Yeah, that was the inception, is to create this style guide for business and technical professionals. We chose to make it alphabetical by topic. Mm. So that it was a topical guide that professionals could reference. It included best practices for writing as far as style and grammar and punctuation and tone. So that's how we got our start, is with a business and technical writing style guide way back in the early days of the company.
Hmm.
So one thing that's been interesting is that starting from that foundation of business and technical writing, over the years, we've also created or adjusted or tailored that guide for other industry types. So, for example, we shifted and shaped one, tailored a guide for environmental writing. I spent about 8 years with Shipley doing environmental writing, things like that. We focused on government and commercial organizations that had to produce really complex documents that were submitted to governments for permits and for authorization for different environmental projects. So we had a guide tailored specifically to the environmental industry.
Interesting. So does the standard style guide still exist?
Yes, the one that was originally developed, the rights to that guide have been purchased or actually acquired by Franklin Covey in 1993. So the rights to that guide still exist, and they're in the possession of Franklin Covey. So in 1997, when Shipley Associates left the Franklin Covey organization and spun out on its own again, we started considering a guide specific to business winning and that community there. I know that's a long answer, but the foundation of the best practices and principles go clear back to the 1970s, and things that are principles that continue to work in communication for a variety of industries continues today.
Well, that's actually a really interesting beginning. So how long did it take to go from it being just a good idea to publication and then turning it into the Shipley Proposal Guide?
Well, there's a lot of discussion, Mallory, about at Shipley and with our clients about this concept. how do we present best practices to industry? How do we compile those? How do we gather those best practices? And we wondered if it was feasible, practical to do, but we did. We turned to industry. And during those first few years of working with the proposal development community, we found that our clients and industry in general was clamoring for some guidance about proposal development best practices. And there really wasn't anything. There wasn't anything to turn to. And so it was the market demand and the interest from industry and the proposal development community, as Kelson mentioned, that really started driving this effort to aggregate and consolidate and bring together all of these industry best practices into what now, as you said, is known as the Shipley Proposal Guide.
So it sounds like it wasn't just Shipley's idea, but industry and business capture professionals had a voice in both the strategy and the content of the proposal guide. Is that accurate?
Exactly. And I think that's kind of misunderstood in general. Some people think these are Shipley best practices. They are, but they're also industry best practices. We are the aggregator. We've taken the best of the best information, practices, methods, approaches that are out there for proposal development. We've brought those together over the years, and we decided we're putting a stake in the ground and we're publishing the Shipley Proposal Guide.
I think you're right, Brad. I don't think that is well understood in industry. So what was the very first edition of the Shipley Proposal Guide, or when was it published, and who navigated this exhausting effort?
And I can answer that question. Exhausting is a great choice of words. So one of the Shipley founders and partners, Larry Newman, took the lead on developing the proposal guide. He leveraged the early Shipley writing best practices and sought industry input. He was the, as Brad had talked about, as far as being an aggregator, he was the one that kind of, in shepherding that and leading that, brought all those things together and then tailored those principles and methods and practices to then focus on proposal planning and writing execution. So the effort that he did in that aggregation and in standardizing the writing, the things that were in then presented in the proposal guide, was first published in 2001.
Well, so that's over 20 years ago.
Over 20 years ago, yes, that's correct.
That's quite a while ago. That's great that it's been lasting for so long. So, Brad, you've been with Shipley since 1990. I assume you've seen quite an evolution of the thinking, strategy, and work that went into this effort. So what has happened since this first release?
A lot. A lot has happened. It's constantly a moving target when we talk about proposal development and winning business, competing for work. So we've tried to keep the proposal guide as current as possible with new additions, new topics, new sections, new model documents that people can reference. In fact, Mallory, as we got into our third edition of a proposal guide, there's a professional association you're familiar with, I think, the Association of Proposal Management Professionals. They had evolved, their membership was growing, and they at the time needed a basis for a body of knowledge for this professional community of proposal professionals. And so they adopted at the time the third edition of the Shipley Proposal Guide. And then we moved to the fourth edition. And that became the basis of this body of knowledge for this professional community. And it also led to a certification program within that association. And so, yeah, a lot has happened. A lot of changes have taken place. But I also want to point out that there are certain best practices that probably will never change, that will always be important to proposal writers, proposal managers, business development professionals. The concept of writing and communicating key benefits for the customer, being customer focused, those things may never change. And so those important principles stay static and they stay embedded in all of the editions of our proposal guide. So we're on our sixth edition of the proposal guide here in our 50th year of doing business. It's available hard copy. It's available digitally, electronically. We estimate, we probably should have done a better job of tracking, but we estimate there's probably about 1.2 million copies that have been acquired or circulated out in industry.
Yeah, we also need to mention that in conjunction with this proposal guide in particular, Shipley has provided lots of training in proposal development and proposal management, other activities in business development. And this proposal guide is a companion reference to all of those proposal training courses that we have done worldwide. So it's been translated into a few languages and as needed and across the world. So this proposal guide continues to reinforce the concepts and principles and best practices that are continually refreshed and validated throughout the world in these training courses that we do.
So this really has been quite a journey for this, you know, one little guide. And that's a lot of professionals relying on Shipley to document industry best practices in such a critical part of their business. So what's next, or what else can you share about the evolution of this proposal guide?
Great question. And Mallory, we will keep taking our cues from industry and from our clients. And an example of that is we found that there started to be momentum and interest in a guide of best practices that focused more on the capture side of winning business, the pre-proposal activities that take place, and how to go about those, and what are some best practices and approaches and methods for what we call opportunity management or capture management. And so we compiled those, we collaborated with industry, and we published a capture guide that focuses on the pre-proposal activities. So it's a companion piece to the proposal guide. And as long as industry continues to evolve and grow as far as the business winning community and industry, we will keep pace. And we will continue to be that collaborator, that aggregator of best practices, and publish those. That's one additional area that we focused on as industry demanded it.
That's great. So this discussion about the evolution of the proposal guide has been very enlightening for me and hopefully to our listeners as well. So thank you both. Before we sign off, are there other solutions that have been launched based on the success of the Shipley proposal guide?
One more quick solution set that we have personally taken on, Brad and I. Our latest response to a need in the business winning profession was the development of a business winning playbook series. A playbook, different from the guides, is a concise, highly graphical, step-by-step guide to help with execution of certain roles and during business winning. So the guides themselves are topically based in alphabetical order. The playbooks, by contrast, are more stepwise, step-by-step activities to take to apply those same practices, but where do you do it in the process? So we have three playbooks right now: a proposal manager playbook, proposal writer playbook, and a capture manager playbook. Again, these are developed based on industry best practices that we see in industry, and more of the step by step guide. They're often used as a desktop guide for proposal or capture professionals that are working in the trenches, the practitioners, when they're actually doing active proposal activity or capture activity. It becomes a desk guide more than just a reference book.
And Mallory, I just real quick add, one of the neat things that's evolved from this is several of our clients have asked us to tailor and customize these playbooks to their approach, their culture, their business community. And so it's been nice to publish these playbooks, as Kelson mentioned. which are step-by-step guides, and then to also work with clients to tailor and customize those to their circumstance.
Yeah, that's fantastic. All right, well, Kelson, Brad, thank you so much for walking through the history of the Shipley Proposal Guide with me during this 50th year anniversary of Shipley. So clearly you listen to industry and the market and do what you can to respond to the needs and, you know, make sure they align with best practices throughout the industry. So thank you so much for being here.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
Want to know more about the topics addressed in this episode? Visit the Shipley website at www.shipleywinds.com.